This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I was just reflecting the other day on the fact that my father, throughout my childhood, I noticed that he would spend the last 10 days of Ramadan in i'tikaf, in a masjid. And, you know, it's not easy to do i'tikaf. You're in the masjid for 10 days, you're away from your family, you disconnect from the world and you disconnect from your normal routine. In order to devote that time, devote your energy, devote that space purely for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you spend that time in the masjid, the place where you really feel away from the dunya, from the material world. And he used to do that every single year from when he was a teenager until recently. So, you know, now he's in his 60s and sometimes he's not able to do i'tikaf anymore. And I was thinking about that. And then I saw this hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if a servant of Allah becomes ill or is traveling, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write for him the same deeds as though he were not ill and as though he were not traveling. So all the deeds he would normally have done if he wasn't ill and if he wasn't traveling, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write those down as good deeds for him. Subhanallah, what an amazing message. So what I realized is all those years my father had spent doing i'tikaf and all the good things that he was able to do, now that due to health, due to older age, there were certain things he couldn't do as much of, it was okay because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had seen him do it in his youth. And so now he would continue to get that reward, even though he wasn't spending that time in the masjid. I think from that we learn, brothers and sisters, that we really need to take benefit of five before five, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us to, right? Take benefit of your life before your death, your health before your sickness, your free time before you are preoccupied, your youth before your old age, and your wealth before your poverty. I wanted to give that message to you so that all of us, myself included, would really make the most of our youth, make the most of these years when we find it easy to worship Allah, so that one day, if the day comes when we can no longer do the things that we used to do, we'll continue to get the reward.